Hey, greetings everybody. This is Brother James from don'tperish.com. I want to talk to you today. First, I want to welcome you. Thanks for listening in. I want to talk to you today about what is worldliness. Have you ever thought about that? Have you heard that word, worldliness? What does that mean? Well, I want to help you understand that from God's Word so it can help you in your faith life as you strive to follow Jesus. To understand worldliness, you have to understand some basic concepts. The world that God created, that's I'm talking about trees and animals and water and mountains and mankind, that is very, very good. Genesis 1:31. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. So everything that's natural, nature, that God created is very good. All of mankind, all the natural beauty you see, mountains, trees, it's a very, very good thing. And it's part of God's creation, and really it's part of his kingdom. It will be when he makes a new heaven and a new earth someday. That's kind of a different topic. But that's part of his creation, is all the good things that he's created. Now, worldliness. This involves the other kingdom, and that is Satan's kingdom. There's two kingdoms, the kingdom of God, Jesus came to show us that, and then there's the kingdom of Satan. Because man fell into sin, and the world is now not the way God wanted it in the beginning. And we know that Satan is the god of this world. 2 Corinthians 4:4, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine into them. So, worldliness is part of Satan's world, his kingdom, and this would be things in the culture like politics, sports, movies, entertainment, man-made false religion like Sunday churchianity, all the different denominations. That's what Satan developed, and he developed those in his kingdom because of sin. He wants to tempt you, trick you, deceive you. He wants you to live like the world when God wants you to live like Christ and to follow him with all that you are. We're to imitate Jesus, 1 Corinthians 11:1, not imitate the ways of the world and worldliness. So God, this is really important. God the Creator wants you to enjoy, and he wants you to be part of his good creation and his kingdom. Nature, everything you see that's natural and beauty, and then of course the body of Christ, some people call it the church, that Jesus came to call us to because of his death, burial, and resurrection to make us strive. He strived for us so that we may be brought closer back to God because we've been separated from God because of sin. Jesus came to bridge that gap between man and God. Go listen to the gospel in my youth video area or my youth audio area, and you can understand the gospel. One day God's going to make all the evil go away, and he's going to recreate a new earth and a new heaven. That's another whole topic, so rejoice and know that. But till then, you want to seek that which is good and pure and true. Read about that in Philippians 4:8. And you want to avoid all sin and evil ways, 1 Thessalonians 5. So you want to walk in God's good world, and you want to avoid Satan's fallen world and his fallen kingdom. God's kingdom is good. Satan's kingdom, this culture, is bad. God does not want you to be like the fallen, sinful world around you. Jesus came and lived and died to call us out and make us holy. That means to be set apart for him. Now, you must live in this world, right? We have to walk on the earth and breathe the air, and we have to do things that God told us to do, like obey our parents, and then when you grow up, you have a job and work, and every day worship God by how you live. But we don't have to be like the world. So we live in the world, but we don't live just like Satan's kingdom. We're different from it. And one day, when you're old enough and you're born again and God puts his spirit inside you, then you have even more help to live for him every day. But till then, you read your Bible, You ask God to make good decisions and He will help you. Let's read Romans 12:2. It says, "Be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." So that's talking about being born again. And not conforming to the world means don't live like Satan's kingdom. Don't do sinful, bad things that Satan wants you to do. Now, I need to say, not all of the world that Satan and man has created is bad. Things like cars, houses, some inventions, these can be hospitals that help people. These can be good things, but you have to choose very carefully, because within good things is a whole bunch of really bad and evil, sinful things. And choosing good versus the sin is called discernment, making good choices for God and for you. As you grow up, you'll learn about that, and your mom and dad will help you, and I'm here to help you too. So God calls His people to be holy. Remember, I said it means to be set apart. So you want to be set apart for God in His kingdom, and you don't want to live like Satan's kingdom, the fallen world around you. 1 Peter 1:15 tells us to be holy in all our ways. That's to avoid bad, sinful things and to seek that which is good. Let me read a couple of verses for you that warn against being worldly and of Satan's kingdom. 1 John 2:15, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For if any man love the world, the love of the Father's not in him." So if you love the world and the things of the world, sports and movies and video games and all the bad things in the world, if that's what you put your affection and your cares on, the Bible says you can't love God, because God's not of that. God is holy and good and just. All right? How about James 4:4? "Know ye not that friendship of the world is enmity with God?" Enmity means what? Well, I'll tell you right here. "Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is an enemy of God." Satan is God's enemy. And if you're a friend of the world, and if you or I love the things of the fallen world, sinful, bad, carnal, that means fleshly, things of the world like sports and TVs and video games and politics and all the things that are against God, we're a friend of the world, and the Bible says we're an enemy of God. You don't want to be that way. You want to be a friend of God. You don't want to be an enemy of God. Jesus said this, John 15:14, "You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you." So think about that. If you read the Bible and you obey Jesus the best you can, you'll be a friend of God and you don't have to be an enemy of God. Isn't that awesome? He died and rose again to make a way for you. Go back and listen to the gospel, and then you can have eternal life with Him one day, and He'll take you out of this world when you die or when He comes back for us. He's going to return one day to make all things right. So take some time to think about your life. Are you doing things every day that is kind of dabbling in Satan's world, just in his kingdom, his bad kingdom, for fun? Does it make you his friend? It would be like watching bad movies. Maybe you want to play video games that are bad. All video games would be bad. You don't need that kind of entertainment. Watching TV instead of glorifying God, or learning how to walk through this world in goodness and truth. Are you doing those things? If so, you need to repent so that God will see your heart is for Him, not against Him. And if you do repent from bad things, sinful things of the world, He'll forgive you and He'll help you to do better. But you have to change your mind, change your ways. That's called repentance. So if we follow God's word, we can be in the world, but we're not of it. Don't live just like it. And we can be here when you grow up and you're old enough to, you can share the gospel with other people and call them out of the world too. So God doesn't want us to leave the world completely. He wants to use us to warn other people about Satan's kingdom, sin, and tell about what Jesus did for us. That's what I do. I travel and I street preach, and I preach Jesus Christ in the streets to warn people of the wrath of God that's coming and the goodness of God that can save them. Last verse, Jesus said this, John 17:14. "I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them." The bad world hates God's people. "Because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. So Jesus wasn't of this fallen world. His people aren't of the fallen world. You don't want to be of the fallen world. You want to be of God's kingdom, thinking about God's things, reading the Bible, walking in holiness. You want to be like Jesus and his true people in the Bible that you read about, like Paul and Peter and John. And guess what? They didn't live like the world at all. They lived just like Jesus, and they followed God, and they obeyed him the best they could. Oh, they made mistakes, and they sinned sometimes. But you know what? They repented fast, and they got right with God, and he forgave them, and they kept going. So remember that. You want to imitate the people of the Bible. They didn't live like the world in Satan's kingdom. So I hope that helps you, and I hope it makes sense to you. Worldliness is to be living in and like the fallen world that Satan created, his kingdom. Godliness is to be like Jesus and seek his kingdom. Right now it's in your heart. One day it's going to be a literal kingdom when he comes back. But we want to live separate from the world, not be like the world. Jesus is coming back one day, and if you know him and you obey him as fruit that you know him, he's going to take you to himself for all of eternity. Won't that be exciting? You'll live in heaven with the Father for all of eternity who created you. But everyone else who is worldly and is of Satan's kingdom and they love the things of the world, not the things of God, he's going to judge them and send them to hell. That's where they want to go. They're making a choice to reject the gospel. You could read about that in 2 Thessalonians 1, 7 through 9. So, think about God's kingdom, his good kingdom, versus Satan's bad kingdom. And you choose every day which one you want to walk in and which one you want to live in. I hope that helps you. Let me know if you have any questions. I want to thank you for listening, moms, dads, you young people. I love you in the Lord and I care for your souls. Let me know if I can help you in any of the topics or if there's other topics I should cover. Till next time, go out and have a joyous day. Seek the kingdom of God. It's good. Reject the fallen world and the culture and the ways of Satan and his kingdom. We serve a good God. Seek him, and he will reward you. Till next time, God be praised.